This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For many Americans, the combination of 401k and a monthly Social Security payment is the foundational piece of retirement strategies. When you consider that 401k contributions can be automatically taken from your paycheck, many employers also provide a matching contribution. It's eerily easy to see why that is. You can also get the most money in a qualified plan in an employer-sponsored plan, right? So as with many other elements of the strategies, there's a lot of potential mistakes. So we need to make sure that we you're not making those. So
yeah,
because we want to get to retirement in a good way, right? So we're going to highlight and discuss some different potential 401k mistakes that could make it harder for you to reach your retirement goals. Before we get into this topic, let me introduce you to my co-host Tony Shore, who is even more valuable than my 401k match.
Yeah, no, that's
I said my 401k match.
I'm choked up. But no, I'm not more valuable than a 401k match. Maybe yours because you're self-employed. If you got a match, it would be coming from, let me see, you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you're, I have a question for you because you've obviously you and Tara have worked for the government and been government employees, yes. And you've been worked in the military and government before you went into the financial services field. When you have a TSP through the government,
yes.
Do they like a 401k? Because I've never had a government job or a public sector job. Do they do a match as well? Does the government do a match like a 401k match into your TSP or no?
Depends on the category of worker you are.
Ah, okay. So there are some government workers that get a match in their TSP.
Right.
Okay. Which and the TSP is like the 401k, but for government workers, right?
Right. And then the federal system is an ever evolving system when it comes to that.
So it sure is.
So when I came in the Air Force, that's a government job. You got a pension and that was it. That's all you got.
Right.
And so, and then about 15 years after I joined, they opened up TSP that we could contribute to TSPs. Hmm. Okay. No matching or anything, but we could put money in. And so now they're moving away from the retirement systems, the defined benefit plan, the pensions, and moving toward TSP and matching for military. And that has good things and bad things. Well, one, if you work for 10 years, you know, you don't get a pension. It just goes, all that money goes away that you, you know, or credit you earn toward a pension from the military. Well, now you have TSP and you have some, so it's a different, so it's good that way, yeah. But it's also not that fine pension that I'm going to have for my entire life, as long as the government doesn't do something weird and break it.
Which is possible. Anything is possible at this point. Let's not take any possibility with our government off the table at this point. At least not yet. So I think this is going to be a great discussion. But first, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
We have been staying very busy. We've been meeting with all our clients, to talk about the volatility in the market, and to make sure that their chosen strategy is the right one for them, the one they've, you know, told me in the past, hey, let's talk about this and make sure that we're moving in the right direction. You know, if you can't hit a target you don't aim at, so, but you have to have that target. So if the target is somewhere else and I'm aiming your target at the wrong target for you, let's fix that. Let's get looking at the right target. Don't shoot anybody else, somebody else's target. That's how it goes.
I really like that. You can't hit a target you're not aiming at, right? I mean, yeah. I love that one. And if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I always love that one too. And that applies so often to financial planning. That's why you work with a financial services professional, because you've got all the tools in the toolbox and you've been through this. Right. You know a lot of good strategies when it comes to 401ks. And, you know, we're talking about 401ks today, but it does apply to 403Bs, 457s, TSP. So a lot of what we're talking about applies to pretty much everybody listening, I would say, for the most part. And the majority of people I know have a 401k or something similar, some type of employer-sponsored retirement account. The only exception out there listening might be someone who's self-employed, but they should also have something set up, and they should know about some of the rules when it comes to saving for retirement. And we're going to talk about that. I mean, again, I'm not more valuable than a 401k match. That's thousands of dollars to our listeners out there. But I do appreciate that compliment. And, you know, it's essential. It's such an essential tool for millions of Americans. That's their primary or only way of saving for retirement. For a lot of folks, is having that employer-sponsored account. So where do you want to start here?
So I want to start with first thing is that we want to learn from experts, right? So Warren Buffett, legendary Warren Buffett, once famously said, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. So
rule number one, never lose money. I love it.
Money. And so what he means by that is, if there's money on the table, don't walk away from it. Right. And so what he's talking about with a 401ks and pensions and social securities and all that kind of thing, make sure you're taking the best advantage of all of those things. It is backbone of retirement to have that 401k to make sure that your pensions are set up correctly, all those kind of things. If you have one today, we're focusing on 401ks. Don't take me off topic, Tony, come on now. So, but 401ks are the biggest thing, and it has to do with tax rules. We won't get into that, of why 401ks are the best way to save for retirement. But some of your missteps could cost you like $300,000 of retirement money. It's just simple little things, right? You know, $300,000, Tony.
If you make a mistake with your 401k, I mean, $300,000, I think you've got everyone's attention now. You don't want to make these mistakes. That's a lot. Over your lifetime, you could really derail your retirement by making some of these mistakes. So, where do we go from here?
Since 401ks is our most effective way to build retirement, it offers those tax benefits. Usually an employer will do matching, and that will significantly boost your contributions into those. And usually it's an automatic thing, so you don't have to, you know, manage it each month. And so you can maximize your annual limits when you go into the HR. So, but the problem is 33% of Americans cash out these retirement funds early. And they put them at a risk of financial hardship later in years. So Withdrawing from a 401k before age 59 and a half also triggers a 10% early withdrawal penalty and additional income taxes, right? Because it, especially if you're still working, then you're piling that income on top of your work income, could put you into a large bracket. So drawing out early and not being aware of the long-term consequences is problematic. Make sure you make a sound decision before you draw it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And always work with a financial professional like yourself. For our listeners out there, our viewers, you don't make early withdrawals from your 401ks, right? You're always saying that. You and Tara are always saying, that's for retirement. You've told me that before, Chris. That money is for retirement. And unless it's the only possible thing in an absolute emergency, you should never touch your 401k before you retire, I would say, right?
That's right, Tony. We had a client before, he did this before we met him. He withdrew all his 401k to pay off the mortgage on his property and his house.
Oh, no.
Because he wanted to go into retirement without that debt. And so then it left him with a big cash flow problem, as you can imagine.
Well, yeah. And was he over 59 and a half when he withdrew it?
He was.
Oh, that's good. So he avoided the penalty, but he still had to pay taxes on all that. He
still had to pay taxes on all of it all at one time.
So if you got $100,000 in a traditional 401k and you withdraw it, even if you're over 59 and a half, you're going to pay full 20 to 30% taxes on that.
Just like you earned it on a W-2.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might have, 70 or 80,000 and the Uncle Sam will get the rest.
That's the problem. Cause you're taking that on the top of your, what we call, your highest tax bracket, right? So you're taking highest tax bracket rate. And so if that's 24%, 28%, 32 or 34, whatever, that's what you're taking it at. So it could, if you're already in the 24%, it could bust you into the 32%.
That.
And it did for him.
Wow. He
busted up into the 32% tax bracket,
which affects everything else he's doing too. I mean, if he's on Medicare, it's going to increase his Medicare premium because he's taking all that money for that year. So it makes your earned income look that much bigger, and especially if you're going to be in retirement with that kind of tax burden or headed into retirement. That's crazy. Plus, if you're not 59 and a half, it's even worse because you're going to pay 20 to 30% in tax, plus the 10%, as you just said. So again, work with this is why you exist, Chris.
That's right.
Right here is a tens of thousands of dollars mistake that people could make. So,
and sometimes, clients have questions about that and we just go and we just show them the numbers. Here's the difference if you do this versus this. Here's what you have if you take this now. Here's what you have if you don't take this now. If you've got a good mortgage, let's check the differences on what you can earn versus paying this off. How much does it save you? And usually for a mortgage, it does not, right?
Yeah.
So, because of the way they're structured.
There's good debt and bad debt. And a mortgage, if your interest rate is even halfway decent, it's not going to, if you factor in what you're going to pay for taxes when you withdraw your retirement money to pay it off, you're going to have to figure out what that money would have earned over the years where you just make payments to your mortgage instead of pay it off. Like my wife and I, our mortgage rate is 2.9%.
That's right? Hallelujah, man. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So why would we ever take money out of our 401k or retirement account or out of our investments in the stock market or wherever they're at through our 401ks and IRAs to pay off the house? We're going to use the bank's money. I'm going to use the bank's money for my mortgage. I'm not going to use my money. I'm going to let my money grow. Why give that money to the mortgage company or the bank or the loan holder so they can invest it and make interest? More interest. They're making less interest off that money than I can.
Yes.
Than they could if I just paid it off. So at this point, they're wanting me to pay it off. That's the thing, because they're not making very good interest on it. They could use that money and make better interest on it elsewhere. So, and so you, I mean, why let the bank make interest off your money when you can? Just pay the bank the low, you let them have their 2.9% because it's very low, right?
That's right. And then the other part is you pay higher interest at the beginning of the loan than you pay toward the end of the loan. And so during the course of a 30-year note, a 30-year mortgage, about the time you're halfway through, the interest is about a third of what it was those first 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the amount of interest that is left when you usually people pay off your mortgages is really, really small.
Yeah.
It's a really small number. So
yeah, exactly.
It rarely makes sense to pay off debts.
And I'm not saying it's really good to be debt free. And I know that there are radio show hosts and stuff who have made a living, you know, helping people get out of debt. And that's awesome. And I think that's great. But you have to draw the line and do the math and the right thing and work with a financial professional who's going to know your personal situation. It's great to have blanket advice and say, get rid of all your debt by the time you retire. That's easy to say. Not as easy to do. Yeah. And it's going to feel, being debt free feels so good, but a mortgage isn't, a mortgage or a car loan are two different things than credit card debt or other types of debt. Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Cause all those are revolving debts.
Yes.
And they're not amortized. So it's a totally different debt structure.
Yep. Exactly. So what's another 401k mistake that you want to talk about today?
Not understanding what type of 401k plan you're putting money into. So now most employers are offering a traditional 401k plan and a Roth 401k plan. Mm. So do you know what the differences are? So basically they allow your contributions to any investment gains to grow tax-free, but they have the same contribution limits. And your employer offers matching contributions. Usually both types qualify. Now, sometimes the employer will put it in the traditional side. If you put in the Roth side, you know, they have lots of options that way. But basically the traditional 401k is funded with pre-tax dollars that have never been taxed. So you get to deduct that income off your current taxes. And then when you withdraw the money in retirement, you have to pay all the taxes on that money that you've never paid taxes on. So it's an upfront break. And so it's a big advantage, especially if you're in a high tax bracket, you're a high wage earner. Now, Roth 401k, on the other hand, is funded with money you've already paid taxes on. So the upside is when you retire, you withdraw your contributions and earnings completely tax-free. So all that growth stays in your pocket.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to know what those differences are so that you can make choices that best meet your targets.
Yeah. And again, work with a professional, but you're right. Everybody's situation is going to be different. And I think for a lot of people, though, the Roth option is going to be huge because, you know, it's the old, would you rather pay tax on the seed or the harvest? Right. I'd rather pay tax on the seed, then let it grow and not have to pay tax on all that growth. In a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA or a traditional employer sponsored retirement plan, sure, you get a tax break now, but it's going to grow and all that growth and the principal when you take it out is fully taxable. So, which could wreak havoc and be a ticking tax time bomb in retirement because it could actually increase the amount of your Social Security that's subject to tax. It could change a lot of things. So you want to make sure you've got a plan going in for that and know your options. Go to your HR and ask, do you offer the Roth? Because I would start putting money into that. You want to do whatever you have to get the full match. And then beyond that, you know, if you can still get the full match and put it all in a Roth, might be the best way. It depends on your tax bracket, too. So I would talk to your financial professional before you make any moves again. Right.
That's right. Yeah. You want to understand what the implications are of doing those, because taxes and medical are the two biggest expenses we all have in retirement. So we got to make sure that we've got our retirement dollars aligned to take advantage of what we can. So,
yeah.
So the next thing is switching jobs. So when you switch jobs, you know, did you bring your old 401k with you, or did you just let it languish? My little brother's changing jobs this summer, and I know he's got a 401k to his last place. He also has a health savings account. So you want to make sure that you move those from your old job into your new job's purview, so that you have outlook on it and you can see it. Now, if they don't have HSA accounts or something, then there's stuff to talk to figure out there. If they don't have a 401k to roll their 401k into, you can roll your 401k into a personal IRA. Or if it's a Roth 401k, you can roll it into a personal Roth. And so that's what we recommend to people. Well, the other thing my little brother's doing is he's getting a nice bump in salary. So he needs to make sure that he reflects that, that he bumps up the contribution. So over half of all job searchers ended up reducing their 401k savings by $300,000 during their lifetime because they don't adjust their savings rate to match their new higher income. So this Vanguard study showed that most employees, 64%, saw about a 10% pay increase whenever they changed jobs. I mean, why would you change jobs if you weren't going to get some more money, right? So you're always looking for a better job. So you got to make sure that you're fewer than half the people took that step of increasing or even maintaining sometimes their previous savings rate. So it's like, it's just unintentional, and they're so happy to get into a new job, and they just check boxes when they're meeting with that HR department on all their benefits.
Or in their mind, they're thinking ways, I'm going to be able to spend this extra money I've got doing this, this, and this, when they should be putting, anytime I get a raise, I put the full thing into my retirement account, the full raise. So if I get a 3% raise, I'm going to increase my contribution to my retirement account or my IRA by 3%. And because it's money I never had anyway, and I'm not going to miss it. That's the way I look at it.
Right. And then there's a lot of people that stick with the default savings rate, which that's what's on their form, which is usually 3%.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the matching doesn't will go up to your 5% or 6%.
Yeah, if you work at a lot of companies do that, they automatically put you in at 3% unless you specify something different. And if you don't, their full match kicks in at 6%.
Right.
You're not even getting, you're leaving free money on the table.
Free money on the table.
Crazy. there's no reason not to do it. There honestly isn't. You're going to be able to find a lifestyle that will work for you based on what your take home pay is. That's the key, is making your take home pay work. And the money you don't take home, you never had it, so you're never going to miss it. And yet it's yours, and you're going to need it in retirement. So you don't have to work until you're 70. Maybe you can retire at 62 because you were a smart saver, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I was looking at my 40-year-old and looking at what they can do now that they're both her and her spouse are both high wage earners. There's no reason they can't retire when they're in their low 60s.
There you go. Wait a minute. Your 40-year-old?
Well, the 40-year-old client.
I was going to say, you're not old enough to have a 40-year-old daughter. So, holy cow. Don't say my 40-year-old.
They're my clients.
Okay. They're like family. I know your clients are like family to you. So you talk about them like they're family. I love that. That's just one more thing to love about Chris McKinney, everybody.
Yes.
He treats his clients are family. That's true. So this has been good so far. Really quick, give that phone number our listeners can call to get a hold of you.
Yeah, call me at 719-210-4242. We've got appointment openings on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. The first appointment is complimentary, so take advantage of that. Mention that you heard us on the radio show, and we'll make sure that that's complimentary for you.
Excellent.
719-210-4242.
All right. And we'll give that number out again here in a few minutes at the end of the show. We probably have time for one or two more. What else should we know about? What other mistakes should we be aware of?
So here's something you may not know. Your 401k doesn't follow you when you switch jobs, right? So that's the thing we've talked about is there are 29 million forgotten 401ks out there. Here's a big mistake a lot of people make is they just let some HR department tell them what to, where to check. Oh yeah, most people select this one. And it's like, is that the best one for you? You know, is a target fund the best one for you? You know, what is your longevity, right? So the target fund is kind of based on your longevity. So be careful with those. And then just make sure where they are. Do they align with your goals? Yeah. And so make sure that the fees aren't eating you up, because a lot of the different funds have different fees associated with them inside your 401k. So
right.
We can help you make sense of all that. And so if the fees seem too high to you just to get your employer match, well, it's probably not. So get that free money from and do the employer match.
Yeah.
But put the rest of it in an IRA, right? So a personal IRA comes with possible tax benefits, and then you you control exactly where that money goes. You don't just have to pick from the 401k list.
There you go. Well, that's good. And you know what? We're out of time. It flew by. Let our listeners know one more time before we go how they can get a hold of you.
You can reach us at 719-210-4242. Check out our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And you can listen to our past radio shows in there. There's all kinds of good information there. We've got some upcoming seminars at the library on there. We're going to start doing here this summer. So give us a call, 719-210-4242, to set up that complimentary consultation.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chris. And that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris Nolan.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.